Well, praise God. All right, I am just enjoying all of the testimonials and the praise to God. And amen. And my brother here, he could have just went on. Praise God. But I'm really truly blessed tonight. And I just want to say, give you a few encouraging words tonight from the Word of God. Again, my name is Minister Lee Harris, and you know, and I thank God because you know, He saved me, and this is a journey that I've been on since I was 23 years old. Now, I don't have a problem with people knowing my age today, but I gave my life, surrendered my life to Christ when I was 23. I stand before you today, 60 years old, and it's been an incredible journey. I've learned a lot, and I am convinced, amen, that there is nothing that God can't do. I'm learning to trust Him when I don't understand it. Amen, I'm learning to trust Him. I'm learning to just lean and depend on Him, praise God. And every opportunity I get, you know, I want to use my testimony. I want to use my voice to encourage people. If you have not given it to Jesus, it's time. Amen. It's time to surrender. Amen. Because only God, as the speakers and everybody has said, only God can do it in our life. Amen. If you have a Bible, you can turn to it briefly. If not, praise God. I'm going to start out with Psalm 127. And this is a Psalm of Solomon here. And Solomon says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain." Now, that house tonight is my life. The house tonight is yours. We got to rely on God. Solomon was saying that only God can do it. We have to rely on God. When we make plans, it doesn't go according to the way we plan. Only God can fix the things in our life that we need to fix. Only God can bring the deliverance. Only God can bring the healing. Only God, amen, can break the chains of Satan that bind us, amen. Only God. So except God build a house, praise God. Except the Lord build it. Except God bring that deliverance, praise God. It won't come, praise God. Amen. It is not, the Bible said that it is not by might, nor by it is it by any man's power, but it's by the Spirit of God, praise God. Amen. God knows what we need in our life. Amen. God knows what kind of furnishings that we need in this, amen, physical and spiritual house. Amen. We need love. We need joy. Praise God. And if we rely on God, if we stand on the Word of God, God will build us. God will make the man. God will make the woman that He wants us to be. Praise God. But we have to continue. This is a process. It's a journey. You started well. Amen. Amen. Paul said in one of the Pauline epistles, I believe in Philippians, he said, "He that begun a great work in you, amen, he will perform it," praise God. So we have to continue to allow God to work on us, to continue to allow God to deal with us, to continue to allow God to sometimes, God have to deconstruct us before He can construct us. Sometimes God have to demolish and just tear down things so He can rebuild and remake, amen, and refurbish you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Except God build the house, amen. Let's trust God. Let's rely on God. Let's seek God. Let's wait on God. Amen. Amen. Let's go to God for direction. Let's go to him for counsel. Go to godly people. Find someone that know God. Find someone that love the Lord for advice, for encouragement. Praise God. Seek God in all that you can. Praise God. Pray. Amen. You might not sound like I sound. You might not sound like the minister here. Praise God. But you go to God from your heart. Amen. And ask him and tell him what you need. Tell him what your situation is. Amen. Praise God. Because when I first, amen, I didn't even know the Lord. Praise God. And we had a tight-knit family, praise God. And my younger brother and I, you know, I'm 15 maybe. And my youngest brother got in trouble. And he was locked up, and I went and seen him in jail. My sister and my dad, and my sister started crying, and she started making everybody cry. But when I got home, amen, and I knew nothing about the Lord. Didn't go to a church until there was a funeral. But when I got home, I told God, I said, God, if you deliver my brother, I'm going to serve you. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know, praise God. It's maybe a couple of years later, praise God. God drew me to a specific place and a specific time. Amen. And they got out of a van with a bullhorn, and they was quoting St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Amen. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It was that day, praise God, that I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. Amen. I asked God, according to Romans 10:9-10, praise God, to come into my heart. Amen. And to save me. And he saved me that day, praise God. And that promise that I made God when I didn't even know him. See, God know when we mean business. Amen. 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 And God held me to that promise. Amen. And I gave my life to Christ, praise God. And ever since then, praise God, I've been serving the Lord, praise God. Amen. It hasn't always been easy. It hasn't always been rosy. It hasn't always been pretty. There's been some slip-ups. There's been some mistakes. There have been some weaknesses. There have been some sin. There have been some up and down, praise God. Amen. I made a lot of terrible decisions, amen, in between that time, praise God, and now, praise God. But one thing that I did, I continued to put my hands in the hand of the Lord. I continued to put my trust in God. I continued, amen, to stand on the word of God. Amen. The Bible says, amen, look, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. There is nothing under the sun that God hasn't seen. God see everything before you ever see it, before you ever know it, before you ever do it, praise God. He is omniscient. That means that he knows everything. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere. And he is omnipotent. He is all powerful. So there is nothing. You don't need to be ashamed. Amen. Come boldly to the throne of grace, because you will find help in the time of need. Amen. And I knew that. And I never failed. Every time I made a mistake, every time I got weak, I went to my Heavenly Father. And I gave it to Jesus. Praise God. He is a forgiver. He is a restorer. He will regenerate you. He will renew you. He will deliver you, praise God. He will make you strong. He will make you an overcomer. Come on. Amen. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Amen. I'm all time looking sometimes at television and looking at, amen, Dr. Phil. I don't watch it, but sometimes I'm passing by and watching Dr. Phil. Well, Dr. Phil can't tell me nothing. Everything I need is in this word of God. Jesus said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit. And they are life. Amen. Praise God. I don't need Dr. Phil. And I don't read a lot of self-help books. I don't read a lot of books telling me when I need to know something, I'm going to the word of God. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Amen. Amen. Matthew said, praise God, he, amen, that will build his life, amen, on the sands of Jesus is like a wise man that built his house, amen, on a firm foundation. When that wind come and the winds blow and the storms come and the rains and the floods, that house will stand. Why? Because it was built on that rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. He is the foundation of everything. When you build on that foundation, it will last. It will stand. It will not be moved. Amen. Jesus told Peter, he said, amen, thou art Peter. And upon this rock. Now, he wasn't talking about Peter. But the question was asked, who was he? And Peter said, thou art the Christ. He said, blessed are you, Peter, because flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. If you're here tonight, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but the Holy Spirit. And he said, that revelation, that confession, amen, that acknowledgement of who I am, I'm going to build my church on that confession. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I'm learning more and more to trust Jesus, to turn it over to Jesus. When I don't understand, I trust him anyway, praise God. It's an amazing journey. It's an exciting journey, praise God. Amen. God don't always come every time we expect him to come. Amen. Because God wants to make us strong. He wants to make us, amen, bold. He wants to make us patient, amen. He wants us, amen, to know that he is going to do what he said he was going to do, whether he do it tomorrow, next year, or year after next, amen, or 5 years down the road, praise God. Amen. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And if I pray and ask God to move something or do something, and if it's not done, praise God, I'm saying, okay, God. Amen. It's like the three Hebrew boys. Huh? The king, amen, said, you got to bow down. If you don't bow down and worship me, I'm going to put you in this fire, praise God. And the three Hebrew boys said, look, you can go and put us in there because we ain't going to bow down. Amen. He said, then our God will deliver us. But they said, but if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down. Amen. They were realizing that sometimes God got other plans. Sometimes God got other plans. Jesus said, Lord, if it's your will, let it pass. However, God, nonetheless, not thy will, not my will, but thine will be done. Sometimes God got other plans. Amen. Sometimes God wants, amen, for us to be an example. Amen. Sometimes God wants to use us to be an example, to encourage others. An example of perseverance. An example of faith in the face of persecution and discouragement, and yet you're still holding on. You still have joy. You're still smiling. You're still testifying. Praise God. When people know that you're hurting, but you still got joy. Sometimes God needs to use your life as a testimony. Let God build you. Praise God. Except God build a house, they labor in vain. Except God make you the man or the woman that he wants you to be. Your work, your plans, your strategy, your hopes, your dreams, it'll come to naught unless it is based on the word of God and the will of God. Amen. Amen. Seek God through his word. Amen. Seek him through his word. Amen. The last scripture I will read unto you tonight, praise God, is 2 Timothy 3 and 14. It says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, amen, and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Continue in that sound doctrine. Continue in the word of God, amen. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. Praise God. Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. It's the word of God. It's the word of God that will give you wisdom, that will give you knowledge, that will give you understanding. Amen. That will open your eyes, that will light the path that you are trying to, amen, travel on in life. Amen. The psalmist said, thy word is a lamp unto my path. Amen. The word of God will guide you. The word of God will keep you. Amen. Stand on the word. Believe the word. Get it in your heart, praise God. Amen. Apply it to your life. Apply it to your circumstance. Apply it to your situations. Amen. When you open this Bible and read it, when you get in church like you are now, when you listen to godly ministers and godly counsel, you are allowing God to build you up. You are allowing God to deliver you. You are allowing God to complete, amen, the journey that you are on, amen. Amen. Praise God. You are allowing God to, amen, break down and tear down and destroy what the adversary have put on your life and in your life, praise God. This word, amen, Jesus said, now you are clean through the word. The word cleanses. The word renews. The word refreshes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They are spirit and they are life. If you have started this journey with Jesus, continue it. Don't let nobody, don't let nothing, amen. Don't let nobody persuade you to come off the path that you're on. Amen. 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 He that begun a great work in you. God started working, amen, in your life. He is faithful. He is a covenant keeping God. Amen. He is going to continue to work in your life. Amen. All the way until the work is completed. Amen. So continue to, amen, in those things. And then, amen, the Bible says all scripture, all of this book, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's breathed. Huh? God breathed, amen, breath into, amen, Adam and Eve when he made them. That's what he did. He breathed. This scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness, and for correction. Huh? Instruction, correction, reproof, rebuke. That's what this word is. And all of it, it says in the 17th verse that the man of God or woman of God may be perfect, complete. Complete. That the man of God, the man or woman, the child of God may be perfect, truly furnished. There go that house again. Except the Lord build that house. God want to put the right furniture. See, amen, God would kick Satan's furniture out. Everything that the devil had in God's house, he's kicking it out. He's cleaning it out. Amen. He's going to sweep it. He's going to garnish it. And he's going to put in love. He's going to put in joy. He's going to put in long suffering. He's going to put in peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Except God build a house. Except God fix your life. Except God makes you. Amen. You will labor in vain. So you're here tonight as evidence, I believe, that you are turning it over to Jesus. Amen. And I want to continue. I want to encourage you to continue to seek God, to continue to come here or wherever you go to church at, continue to go there. Amen. Amen. Allow God to continue to work in your life. Amen. And as I said before, don't let anybody discourage you. Don't let anybody persuade you. Amen. Because Satan doesn't give up. He doesn't give up. The Bible said resist him, he'll flee. But you better believe he'll watch and wait to return. So you got to be on guard. And you got to stay in this word. Amen. You got to stay in this word. Amen. Because as I said before, I've made many a mistakes in my walk with Christ. But I never failed to come boldly to the throne of grace. I've cried many a tears. Because in my heart, I wanted to do what was right. And God bought deliverance. So the devil try to make you think, well, I've messed up now. I might as well go ahead on back out. Oh, that's a lie. Don't believe that. Don't give in. Don't give in. Because there is nothing about you that God don't know already. There is nothing you can do to stop him from loving you. Nothing. Nothing. Amen. So you be encouraged tonight. That's all. Praise God.